Gemara's Shaila, the Gemara asks that Rav, according to Remeir, the Agag and Shavan according to Remeir is Mutal Talta, it's Rishas Yachet. So the Gemara asks that you should be able to carry from Agag L'Chatzer, because they're both Rishas Yachet, so you should be able to carry from one to the other. And Rav Yehuda says in Shitzer Meir that Agag and Rishas Latma, Tzeres Rishas Latma. So the Gemara answers, Gzer Mishum Derav Yitzchak Baradimi, which says that there's a Gzer of Telvishas Haravim. So right away, the Pasha Kash is, Taisus asks, that we already know the Gzer of Telvishas Haravim. The Mishnah says, Gag Gavaya to Gag Namach Rameir Asers. So what's the pshat that the Gemara is asking now again, that Gag L'Chatzer should be Mutter? And then the Gemara's Mechadish, Telvishas Haravim, what was Cholux? Taisus says that Gag L'Chatz was different. Why? Because in your name Chalukim, and Sal Gadaitach L'Adam L'Telvishas Haravim, Gag L'Chatzer, since the Inyanim are Chaluk, one's a Gag, one's a Chatzer, and Hagam, they're pretty similar. In the whole Sugya we find that the Rabbanan, they're one Rishus, but since in your name Chalukim there are some differences, so Mamela, maybe you won't have the Gzer of Telbishas Haram. Kepshute means because Telbishas Haram is that we're scared, you're in the Rishas Haram and you see an Amr or a Tel and you're going to use it. It's only because the Tel is Muvlin in the Rishas Haram, it's part of Rishas Haram, so you don't know it's a different Rishas, but you'll do the Shtamsha that you do in the Rishas Haram, you'll do on the Tel also. So we're Gezer in Rishas HaYachid, also two Rishas HaYachids, but it's only if they're similar, but if they're two different inyanim, so we're not going to be geizer. Rashi and Peites says that when the Gemara brings down Yehuda of megag l'chatzuloi, dafka gagin are osir. So, Magag L'Chatzer, Gag L'Chatzer is no Isser, Kedik Tani, Bavad Shalai Gag, I'm sorry, Magag L'Chatzer, there is an Isser, according to Rameo, like the Mishnah says, Bavad Shalai Gag Gavay Mechaver Yud, the Kolshke Magag L'Chatzer, the Mishnah says, Gag L'Gag is Osir to carry, why? Because of Tel B'Shusaram, and Kolshke Magag L'Chatzer. So, Rashi Kipshut is a steer to the Gemara. Rashi saying that Gag L'Chatzer, because the Shtamshas are different, because there's a difference, so Mamela it's more of a reason to have Telber Shasaram. So besides for the fact that it's negative the Gemara asks that Gag L'Chatzer is harder to have Telber Shasaram, and that's why the Gemara asks what's the Isser, and the Gemara comes out that it's also Telber Shasaram. Besides for that, it's Mamash Sfaras Fuchus with Taisus. Taisus says that since in your name Chalukim Samamela, it doesn't pass the Gzer. Mashenk and Rashi says the more it's Chaluk, Kol Shekein Gag L'Chatzer, the more it's Chaluk, the more it would pass the Gzer. So what's Machlekes over here? And there's another Rashi also on Daf Tzadi Aleph. Rashi says, the Karnar brings down this Rashi. Rashi says that we have a Braisa. Where did Rav Yehuda come from? Review that was coming from a Braisa. Braisa says, and Daf Tzadi Aleph from now, on base, that Gag V'Chatz V'Achsadim are Pes Kul Rishus Achasein. They're all one Rishus. And we know that's Rameir. We know that's Rabban. Why? Because it can't be Rav Shimon, because it doesn't say Karfin Mavin. And it can't be Rameir, because E Rameir, Gag V'Chatz Loi Mishtru. Gag V'Chatzer should be Aser. It says Gag V'Chatzer V'Achsadim is one Rishus. Gag V'Chatz should be Aser. So behead you Aser Masnizim in Amach L'Gvay. Because there's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says Minamach L'Gvaya, it's Aser. Minamach L'Gvaya, if it's 10 Fachman part, it's Aser. So too, Gag L'Chatzer. So what do you mean? The Gemara asked, we know the Mishnah of Namach L'Gvaya, and still the Gemara asked from Gag L'Chatzer, it should be Mutter. So we see that the Gemara wanted to be Mutter, and the Gemara says, I'll tell Bashar's wrong, but that's not from the Mishnah, that the Gemara is Mechadish. So it's Rashi Shtase, he's saying that there's a kol shekein gag l'chatz from gag l'gag, but the shaila is that it's neged the Gemara. So it sounds like from Rashi, that Hagam there's a straw like Taisiv says that since in your name chalukim some mele it shouldn't be, you shouldn't have the gzer because there's less of reason to mix it up and it's less of a chashash. But it sounds like from Rashi that the problem of Tel B'Shus Aram is more than just a chashash. Maybe it's because of a gzer of Tel B'Shus Aram, but the isser is that Chazal asked these the two gagan of Namach and Gevaya, they asked as two rishis. It saw as two rishis. The gag Namach is one rishis, and since your hishtamshes can't go ten tefachim up, you're gonna do different hishtamshes. It might be the same type of hishtamshes, but it's not the same hishtamshes. So that's already a different rishis. And Chazal asked that the gzer of Tel B'Shus Aram is an iser of two rishis. Just like going from a karfif to a chatzer, there's this of tereshuri. So too, from a gag, from gag namach to gag gvaya, and then it makes sense that kol shekain megag lechatzer. That the more the chilik tereshuri is, the more Chazal would aser, the more Chazal would see this as tereshuri, and kol shekain there should be an iser al tel b'shus aram.
So you're saying that Rashi.
So this is machlokes Rashi Taisus.
So
what's the Gemara? So the Gemara Rashi zich come from the Maskana. The Gemara had a habimina means there are two things. Everyone's masking in the name chalukim. That's for sure. But also, I should mention that Ben Peretz says different shot in the Gemara. Ben Peretz says that the Gemara is mamish for kefim Taisus. Ben Peretz says that the Gemara asks. He asked Tais Kasha, and he says, "Avad we knew gag gavad gag namach is also alts gzeri mishum tel, but megag lechatzer sal gadaita chazak nemigzim mishum the tashmishten shava tfei then gag legag. Gag legag is tashmish is not shava, but gag lechatzer is tashmishten shava tfei, which batzim is a pella. Why is it? How could it be shava? How could it be more shava the ishtamshes of gag lechatzer than gag legag? Gag legag is zicher the same ishtamshes." And we're going to a mayor that there's no two bottoms. You don't say Kshim Shadirin Chalukin Lamata, it's Chalukin Lamaila. It sounds like a Rambain of Parrots that even a mayor, there is some sort of Indian of seeing the Shtamshas from this bias is going up to the Gag, and the next bias is going up to the Gag also. So Agam, we don't see that as two bottoms, but there's a Chalik in Rishuyus, there would have been a tzad that there's a chalik Rishuyus mitzad the bilums in each batim, in each bais, and so ba'etzim gag legag ba'etzim has a bigger chalik Rishuyus has ba'etzim a bigger chalik Rishuyus than gag lechatzah, because gag lechatzah the shtamshes is both shvach shtamshes, it's not like a bais. So we'll see the shtamshes the same lafukim from more than gag legag. Now that was the habmina that gag lechatzer. There's no makom. So this is more like Rashi that because the shtamshes is shaveh. There's fakat. That's a reason not to be geyser. Tel B'Shus Aram, because Tel B'Shus Aram needs the chilek and rishuyos. And the Gemara comes to that no, that's not enough of a chilek. That's not enough to dan. The Gemara comes out that gag lechatzer be'etzim is more of a chilek. Mean is more of a chilek reshuyus than gag legag. Gag legag, we thought maybe the chilek in the room downstairs is going to be kaveh for upstairs and make that chilek enough for Tel B'Shus Aram, and the Gemara is coming out. No, gag lechatzer is more chalik mitzad what Tais says. It's chalik in your name, meaning
it's more chalik
because one's a gag and one's a chatzer. It's two different
yachid.
What?
Even the Gemara Shlomo is, even though it's less, it's still awesome.
Okay, can I like that? I mean, where Rashi? No,
it's true.
The Rashi
is still not getting the Gemara. You know.
The Gemara thought that gag migag has a bigger chilek than gag lechatzer, Gag Chatz, we always knew in Yanim Chalukim, we knew that there are two different things, Batsim, but Gag LeGag, maybe Dafka by Gag LeGag, there's a bigger Chalik, and Dafka over there that we're going to be Gezer, Kamash Malan, that the Gemara comes out, no, there's still a Gzera, meaning we won't Dan, meaning the Chalik of Gag LeChatzir is Genug, and Gag LeGag is not enough of a Chalik. I mean, the Gemara is being Machadish that we could reckon the chilek gag le gag ba'etzim doesn't have a chilek, and just and with that equal hishtamsh is just the difference in height is enough to be kaveh that it's going to be a different shus. And then you have a kol shekein of gag le chatz.
Why have to change gag le gag? Explain why gag le chatz is awesome.
Rashi learned is a kol shekein, so Rashi saw in the maskana that it's with that the gzir is mikayach the chilek and rishus.
I'm with you. I'm saying what if
they
switched?
Since the havmina
wasn't
chilek and rishus, the havmina we thought was chilek and rishus.
We thought that was like
gag l'chatz.
Right.
So in chadash
also has a
chilek and rishus.
Why have to undo the
chilek and rishus
of gag
l'chatz? Okay, we always knew the chilek and rishus of gag l'chatz. They're two different. There's that more. We always knew that chilek and rishus. Gemara thought you need the chilek mishuyis of gag legag. And the Gemara's machadish, no, you don't need that chilek. And now gag legag, the Gemara's machadish said that's not enough of a chilek. Those diurim are not enough of a chilek. And gag legag now is less of a chilek mishuyis than gag lechatzer.
What does it happen if the gag is not also
chilek mishuyis? We always knew it was chilek mishuyis. We thought that there was a festive chilek mishuyis. He says, Tashmishnan gag legag was more chilek than gag lechatzer. That's a
Yeah.
So and the Rajba I think also learns this in Rashi, learns Rabbeinu Peretz in Rashi. The Rajba says, Rashi asks by Nachman, the next kash in the Gemara, Shmuel Alib der Rabbanon, it should be mutter to go from Gag to a Karfif. So Rashi asks, why didn't the Gemara ask in Remeir? Why didn't we ask also by Pachsmi Beis Hasayim you should be able to go from a Gag to a Karfif? So Rashi says that there's a Gzer Mishum Tel. Right, so the Rajba, when he brings Rashi and he says, because Okimna Beperkin, that it's Aser al Gzer Mishum Tel. Got in the parentheses say it's Daf Peites, but and Kipshut they come from Lashon Beperkin. If it was just a line before, Pashi wouldn't use that Lashon Beperkin. But it sounds like that he's come from Daf Peites and Gag LeKarfif Kipshut if you learn like Taisvis, it's Zichron Yonein Chalukin more than Gag LeChatzer. Even the Rabbanon hold, it's going to be Aser. So Kipshute, the Makar should be from the line before. Why is he bringing from Daf Peites from the Mishnah? He's saying that Lamaskana we taka are learning a Kol Shekein from the Mishnah. We're learning because Gag LeChatzer is more Chalak to Rishis, and Mele we're learning a Kol Shekein from the Mishnah. Lefizah, you can answer. What's called Taisir Rosh? The Taisir Rosh asks Akasha that the Taisir Rosh asks Akasha that according to the review of the cell, Divrei Meir Gagman Shuslatman Chaterser Shuslatman Kipshute. It's just a Gzeres Tel. Why is it Gagman Shuslatman Chaterser Shuslatman? According to Rashi, there's taka two different shuis. So you go every place where the shtamsh is going to need to be different. So now it's Rishus Latzman that blibes different Rishus. The Rambam is Kipshut Midik like this. Rambam passing like Reb Shimon doesn't go with Reb Meir and the Rabban Bechlal, but the Rambam passing like Reb Shimon halach Reb Shimon, and he says you could be metaltel migag lechatzer. He says you metaltel from all the Rishus, and by gag he says afilu minamach and gevaya. Kipshutai according to Reb Shimon, if you pass like Reb Shimon, you don't have Reb Meir, the Rabban, you don't have anyone else. So why would you make up a new gzer mishum tel? Why we don't have Xeris Tel, so Beseda, we don't need it in the Halach Sefer, we don't need to know about Xeris Tel Bechal. Why is Ram bavarning the Xeris Tel? Kipshut, it would sound like that, but Etzem, there's a makam to see two different Rishuis, and Reb Shimon says, all Rishuis are the same. the Rishuis of Gag, Chatzar, Namach, Gevaya, all these Rishuis are the same. And Mamel, we're not gonna be Gezer because Bechal doesn't have these Rishuis. Oh, the right, got a nafka mina between these two Malchim and Gzeres Tel. Could be, I don't know, it's a chiddush on halacha, but could be if you go, let's say if you go from a chatzir to a gag, and then you want to take it from one gag to another gag. Is there kelim sheshavas bechatzir, klapi the second gag, just like this kelim sheshavas bebayis, if you take it to a chatzir and then you take it to another chatzir, even a chatzir you're more of with, but then you take it to another chatzir, or derech malvish or whatever it is, but then you take it to another chatzir, it says the iser, because the kelim Kelim sheshavas bebayis can't go to another chatzir. Here, if the gzeres tam gzeres, don't go from one place to another place, which is l'mad l'miyud, because gzeres atur shes yachid. So besayder, once you're there, you can go wherever you want if it's within the same rishus. But if it's a problem in rishuyas, it's it makes sense that just like by kelim sheshavas bebayis, there'll be asr in the tzveit chatzir, so too kelim sheshavas bechatzir would be aser in a tzveta gag. If you bring it to one gag, there'll be aser in a tzveta gag. Rashi asks.
Also by three gags, right? Gag namach, gag baya.
And then another gag of that, yeah.
That's a hanach, and I understand what was
that. Kelim sheshavas?
Yeah.
Okay. It definitely is.
It has nothing to do with the fact that it was a bias, instead of anything else, it just found that it was aser.
Okay.
The fee of shivan.
Took something out of a carfif, Derek Mabash, and brought it to a chatzah. Is there also from
there? Not that the two gags were Nobuch,
Echagoy, Echagoy, Echagoy. No, it's the same thing. Agin
Hashem, but he took it from a chatzah. Rashi in the first kasha, you should go to Migag Lachatzah. So Rashi says that we can't ask in Shmuel because according to Shmuel if it's yes mi beis asayim, so it's gonna be a karmelos. So Rashi says, so according to Shmuel, how do you understand the brisa that says libi chacham gag mechatzeres is rishas achas? So Rashi says you need be aikim that either is gerasik, or we're talking about gag yichidi that is not beis asayim. Vashminan zakt Rashi, so what's the chiddush? Avagav the gag the rabban rishus miyuchedes v'chatzir is rishus shotvis. The chiddush is that even though the gag is rishus miyuchedes and the chatzir is rishus mishtefes, it's still metaltlin and there's no problem of rishus yachad rishus shotvin only by batim. So the shaila is Rashi gave us a new chiddush. He's come to tell us a chiddush of chatzir legag that you're able to carry. Now, first of all, Rashi says a chiddush rishus shutfin to rishus yachid, rishus miyuchedes. The Gemara didn't have that chiddush. The Gemara in Remeir says why is gag lechatzir aser? Why didn't I say? Maybe it's because just like the Rabban holds its mutter, for the Rabban say a chiddush rishus shutfin to rishus miyuchedes in Remeir. Maybe that's why it's tak aser. The whole reason why Rashi would have a chiddush in the Rabbanon is because the Rabbanon say that gagin are daim lebatim. There's ekshem shadiyun chalukin. So memela there was a tzad that it would be daim lebatim. So dafkin the Rabbanon do we have the chiddush? The shal is fakert. Why didn't Rashi say that the chiddush in the Rabbanon is al gzerim shem talbish zram? The Rabbanon don't hold of it, but chashdeish kam lafuke. And now that Rashi told us that gag l'chatzir is a bigger chiddush than gag l'gag, so that you would say talbish hazram is more pashit. So very nice, Rabban don't hold of talbish hazram by gag l'gag, but maybe they would hold of it by gag l'chatzir. Why doesn't Rashi tell us that gufo is the chiddush? That's one question. And second, also, what's the machleks are made, Rabban, it comes out that there's two machleks, and one is if you say k'shem shedirin chalukin, and also if you say talbish hazram, what's the two machleks? So you could say that batsim it's one machleg. The reason why you don't say kshem shadirin chaluk lamata is because the Gemara says the kolam adam yod rishus achasi. Remeir is machshiv each rishus
as each rishus you need a dan as its own place where you could where you could be mishtamish with it. That's its own place, and that's what's kaveh its rishus. If it has its own hishtamish in that place, so that gets its own rishus. And you need a rechem with it. Chalak, it's a different rishus from any place that's yud less than it. That's in a different place that you can't be mishtamish, the same mishtamish with it. The same, not just do the same type of things, but do the same thing there. If it's in a different place, it's yud apart. So Remeir holds that what makes rishuyis chalukin is pashit that there's a change of rishuyis. There's a change of rishuyis. It's that it's not the same place as the other place. So very nice is kshim shadirun chalukin. Very nice is dirun chalukin lamata, but this is a different place, and you need to reckon with it on its own. Masheng the rabbanon hold, and memele betalbi shas rabbim. If it's a separate place, it passes to be geizer there. Masheng the rabbanon hold that. No, only the shtamshis is kaveya a place as a different place, as different shos. And memela, if you could reckon the shtamshis of lamata for lamayla also, so you have exchange of and chalukin, that would be kaveya lamayla as the same shos. And for that reason also, very nice, it's yud apart. That's not a reason to be kaveya as different shos. The mechavrus asking, the was also asking, Rashi, we have the girsa. So, what's the chilek in the lashon rishus la'atzman and rishus achas? In Remeir it says rishus la'atzman, and the Rabban says rishus achas. And grad in Taisvus gerus divrei Remeir gagam rishus achas, the same lashon like it has in the Rabban. So Pia, now you could say that Rashi, according to Rashi, what's kaveh the rishuyis are pashit that there's a difference. Something is different in the two rishuyis. Not that the shtamshis is kaveh its own rishus. The shtamsh could also be kaveh the rishus, but pashit being la'atzman stam that there is a chain, that there's a change of rishuyis. This rishus is separated from the other rishus, whichever way it is, for whatever reason. That's Rishus La'atzman. Just being yud apart is Rishus La'atzman. So the Rishus is La'atzman. The what makes this Rishus different from the other Rishus is Pash, because any chilek, it's not together. It's something separating it. It's on its own. It's La'atzman. Mashenken, according to Rabbanan, the Shtamshis is what's Kedei the Rishus. And if Gag and Chatzar have a similar Shtamshis, and Karf has a different Shtamshis, so this is one Rishus, it's Tzvei the Rishus. But it's not just the shinei from the other place that makes it rishus. It's the shtamshis that makes it rishus. And mela, you need to see which shtamshis it has to be kaveya if it's one rishus or not. Taisvus holds that there's no chilek. Taisvus holds even a remeir, just because it's yud apart, that won't be kaveya as different rishus. And mela, every rishus goes kafi the shtamshis. And a male Tais Rosh had shver that what's takap shot that it's two rishus, rishus atzman, gag is rishus atzman, chetz rishus atzman. So mela he was getting rishus achas, he didn't have his rishus atzman. Shver.
It's
gonna
be easy.